Okay, so we're up to Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh L'Kvayim Mezuzah B'chol Pesach. We get a bonus because in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have Hilchas Mezuzah R'chaim. Pretty much. What?
It's a joke. It's B'chol Pesach. It's Pesach.
B'chol Pesach. Aha, okay. B'chol Pesach. Very good. We have here the laws of Mezuzah. This is a bonus because primarily Kitz Shulchan Aruch, most of it is Aruch Chaim. And Mezuzah is Yerodeah. It's not part of Aruch Chaim, it's part of the laws of Yerodeah. But yet, being that this is meant to be a catch-all, an all-inclusive guide for Halacha, it's important to know the laws of Mezuzah. And he put it next to the laws of Hilchos Tefillin. So mitzvah saseh l'kvayim mezuzah b'chol pesach. Every bezah filu yesh lo kama v'chadom. You have many rooms in your home. Ulchol chede kama p'sachim. And each room has many p'sachim. Let's say you have a room. You have five entrances to one room. Each entrance requires its own mezuzah. A person should not say, since I have a room and there are two openings, I only use one opening. There's no need to put an opening on the other door. That's not so. Every single door requires a separate mezuzah if it opens to a room. Which are used for entering and exiting, even though you only use one door, it does not matter. You need a mezuzah on every single door. Let's say you have only a few people live in your home. Your means residence. Until now you had five people. Your children all got married. So now there's just you and your wife. So you don't use those rooms. You don't need so many entrances. The ainat tzach rak lepesach echad. Until now there were multiple entry points because there were multiple residents, and now the residents have been diminished, and you only use one single door. It does not matter. If you have an opening to your residence, you must have a mezuzah mikol mokom, kulam chayavim ach, im yesh eze pesach, she'einu osi elu l'hachnis derech sham eze masal leprokim. But if you have a storage area, an entrance that's used to bring in cargo or large objects, v'yesh sham pesach acher l'chnisa v'yitzia ozai, ha'pesach osi rak l'hachnis masoitz pituah. So this is a very important halacha. If you have a room, and you have a gate, and you only open the gate, you only open this large exit to bring in deliveries, exactly, deliveries of goods. It's not meant for you to come in and to go out. That's not what you use it for. You do not need to put a mezuzah on that Pesach. So let's say
there's another
one. You have going into a certain area. You have
a garage.
But the garage is garage. Mikra did a garage, right? Mikra did a garage. A lot of these halachos we're going to learn now. Mikra did. You did not need a mezuzah. However, it does not hurt to have a mezuzah. In a class example, let's say even elevator. An elevator does not mikra. I didn't need a mezuzah. L'chatilu you shav a mezuzah. You lived there for more than 30 days, so you definitely need a mezuzah even with a bracha.
Especially if you put down a deposit for the next year, like in a bungalow.
Right. So you
said, my father reminded me the first year I went to the bungalow, make sure you put a mezuzah up in the bungalow. People started yelling at me, what are you doing? I said,
once you put a deposit, it's your property, so you have to put a mezuzah up.
It wasn't kavua, so to speak, but if you're going to rent it year after year and you're putting down a deposit, it's yours. You're paying rent the whole year, actually.
So then it's definitely yours. You need a mezuzah, absolutely. So here we have an area that you entered. There are two entrance points. One is only used for deliveries, and the other is used for your personal entrance and exit. So you only need to put a mezuzah mi'ikar hadin on the door that you yourself enter and exit. You do not need to put a mezuzah on the door that is used for to receive deliveries. Let's see beis. Let's show us a few halachas. Beis gam shari chatzeros muvos ayoros medinos chayavim b'mezuzah. The city gate. It's a ferish pasuk. Savtem al mezuzos beisecha uvish orecha. And your gates. The gate to a city, to a courtyard. Even though you're not living in the courtyard, you're not living in the mavoi. You're living in your home. Since this, the entrance to where you will ultimately live, it's called what the pasuk says, Uvish Arecha. The city gates require a mezuzah. Chayav mezuzah shnema Uvish Arecha. Gimel. Zoch lukav b'yamin achnis hanichnas. When you put the mezuzah, it goes outside on the right side. Bim kavua b'smol, he put them on the left side, psula. V'tzarech lahasira, v'lekvoy b'yamin v'yvarech alecha. If you take off your mezuzah and you put it back on, so you, generally you do not need to make a new bracha. If you take off your mezuzah to get a check, we're going to learn later on, you do not make a new bracha. But, if this happens, if the mezuzah is put on the wrong side, it's put on the left side by mistake, and now you take it off and you put it on the right side, you need to make a new bracha. If sometimes you have a shayla, do you put it on this side, that side? Okay, if you have a shayla and you want to change it, then you do not make a new bracha. But if you are 100% certain that the mezuzah was put on the wrong side, you do need to make a new bracha when you put it in the correct location. It does not make a difference if you are a righty or a lefty. So one may be misled to believe that just like when it comes to tefillin, we follow a person's personal right hand. If I'm a lefty, so my left hand is my right hand. So maybe when it says in the pasuk, "Beisecha," the Gemara directions, "Beascha," the side that you enter. A righty extends his right first. A lefty extends the left foot first. So being that you extend your left foot first, your bia, derech bia, is on the left side. So l'chayra, a lefty, if he owns the property, should put the mezuzah on the left side. That's called his derech bia, his personal entrance. The way he enters is left first. You put your left foot forward first. So the answer is no. It's not so. We don't follow the gavra, we follow the object. And since the majority, most people come in from the right, the lefties are bottled to the righties. Since the righties, that's the way the world is, it's a righties world, that's the mitzias, therefore the property follows the righties, even the lefty puts the mezuzah on the right side. Dalet. Shnei batim asher l'cholechad yesh pesach l'rishos saranim. Two homes. Each home has a pesach to the rishos saranim. Oy l'chotzer. U'v'michitza asher b'neim yesh gam kein pesach. V'hash l'yesh l'estapek b'pesach zeh. You have a room, right? You have, say, here's my sefer, and this sefer on both ends open up into the Rishos Sarabim, and in the center there is a wall, and in the wall there's a door, and you go from one room into the other room. Which room is the psicha? Which room is the entrance? If the only entrance, let's just take a step back. Let's say the only way you can get to the street is on this side. So then it's clear you put the mezuzah on the right side here. And if you have a room going into this room, the only way you can get into this room is going through this door. You put the mezuzah on the right side of this door because this is derech bia. You're going in from here into here. But if you have an exit to the street on this side, so both rooms are exactly the same. I enter the street, I enter this room from this side, I enter this room from this side, and now I have a wall in the center and a door, which allows me to go from one room into the other, which is the entry point. Is it considered you're going from this room into this room or from this room into this room? Which one is called the Knesa? It's a very tough question. So what do you do? So the answer is, in this situation where everything else is equal, we look at the door hinge. Generally, a door opens inside. Right, when you come into your room, the door opens inside. So if the door, the contractor will decide for you where the mezuzah goes. If everything else is equal, I go both ways. 50% of the time I go this way, and 50% of the time I go this way. Question is, which is the right? Where do I put the mezuzah? Look at the door hinge. If the door opens, so you put it on the right side of the way the door opens. If the door goes the other way, you put it on the right side of the door going that way.
And if what? No door?
If there is no door, you got a big problem. You got a big problem. You have no choice but to just flip a coin. Well, what's the right?
No, you both have, ways. Your living room, dining room has an archway.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like, I mean, it's a 6-foot wide Pesach.
So yeah, wait, but it depends which way. If you're going one way, it's clear the direction. We're going in a situation where everything is equal.
Symmetric.
Everything is equal. You have an entrance to the street here, and an entrance to the street here. And in between there is a big archway. So, are you? Which way do you go? Everything is equal. So if you have a hinge, there's a door and there's a hinge, and the hinge indicates that this is the contract. Or your example, what did you say, a sliding door? Well, the door is in the center, like one of the like a restaurant, those restaurant doors, where it's exactly the same swinging doors. So then you have no choice, or there's no door. There's just a Tzuras HaPesach.
Usually they write on one door in, one door out, so the waiters don't slam into each other.
Yeah. But if you don't have any indication, then you have no choice but to flip a coin and put the mezuzah on one side. Don't do it on both sides. Putting a mezuzah on both sides is bal toisef, and that's osur. So then you pick a side, and that's good enough. Let's see. Shnei batim, one more time, dalut. Shnei batim. Asher l'cholach yesh pesach l'shuravim. Eluchatzah. Uve mechitza sher beinehem. And there's a partition between these two rooms. Yesh gam kein pesach. The hashta, now we have a problem. Yesh l'stapik, be pesach zeh. Be'ezet sad yitin es ha-mezuzah. What do we do? So the solution is the contractor. He has decided. As linon bezeh boser heker tzir. We look at the hinge. If the door opens inward, that means you put the mezuzah on the right side of the door opening inward. Perush, b'mokam shenasim hatsirim la'adelis, where they put the hinges for the door. Shahadelis niftach l'toychoi, the general rule is doors open inward. Right, that's the way it is in this world, most of the time. Not always, but ruba de ruba. Okay, the Hanami. So that would be different. But let's assume in a regular private residence, in a private residence, indoors, where it's not outdoors, generally speaking, that's the way the world is. I mean, take a look in your house. In your house, all the doors that open up to your bedroom, or to all the various rooms, the doors open inwards. That's the general rule of thumb. So where we have a situation where we don't know what to do, we follow the tzir. Zerik rabbis, that's of course provided that everything else is equal. But if you have a situation where you're going one way, you're going the wrong way, the hinge tells you to go east, but the mitzvah says everyone in the family views the primary living area on the other side, and they view this other room as a side room, a storage room or a bedroom, it's a more private area, and they're going west, even though the hinge tells you east. But if the mitzvah says you go west, then you go west. The mezuzah will be determined by going west, because that is the ikar. Tashmish, the way you live is the ultimate determining factor. The hinge is only a secondary factor where everything else is equal. Avlim im echad hu ikar, tashmisha bezeh, loy azlinon basar heker tzir. That's a very important yisot. Elo li oylem noisim zimzul b'tzad yimin shechnasim l'zbayitz, asher ikar tashmisha sham, v'afilu hadelis niftach l'soich Hashem, even if the door opens in the opposite direction. That's the yisot, that's the bottom line. The ikar when it comes to mezuzah is the way you use it. It's not so uncommon that people, when they check their mezuzahs, let's say you're supposed to do every 3.5 years, let's say they get lazy, they don't check for more, even 10 years, and they realize, you know, our lifestyle has changed, and we view this Tzuras HaPesach the opposite direction than when we originally anticipated.
So you remodel.
Very common people, they move into a house. Like I know, for example, when we moved in, my parents came to Flatbush, so we moved into where we currently live. So my father put up all the mezuzahs. So it was new. It was a new experience. We didn't really know how things would play out, how you would view. So there was such a situation where there's a room, everything is symmetrical. Do you view this room to be in which direction is the primary? So my father put in the mezuzah on the right side. He put it up. Years later, when we had the mezuzahs checked, and we were putting up the mezuzahs, there were two situations. That this is not right. This is not right. It should be on the other side. It's not because it was a mistake originally. Originally, my father perceived this room in a certain way. But then, when reality sinks in, and you live in a home, and there are certain conditions, and you have storage items, and you have this, things change, then the mezuzah has to be changed to the correct side. So the ikar yisod is the hinge, doesn't really make a difference. What makes a difference is the ikar tashmishan. Halacha hey. The location is the top third. Okay, that's a very important halacha, and he's going to discuss, but the person puts it in the wrong place, you make a bracha, not make a bracha, when you fix it. Let's say a person puts it too high, you put all the way up, you put all the way up towards the top, towards the mashkoif, kishera, there's one condition. You're not allowed to put a mezuzah within the top tefach of the entrance. People do not know this. You can put the mezuzah. Many people not so makpid to measure where exactly to put the mezuzah. You don't have to measure. You just put it along the top third. But don't put it all the way up on top. If you put all the way up on top, less than a tefach from the mashkoif, lo yatsa, you must take it down and make even a new bracha, as we'll see in a few moments. Kavu lamata mishlish, let's say a person by mistake he puts it too low. Tsarich lo asir, you must remove it. Ulukava kurai uve bracha. Oh, so here he says, if you put it lower than the bottom third, you must remove it and then put it back up with a bracha. Vimkava betevach elyon, yasira gamkin vikbab kurai avolo yivarech. I made a mistake, the other way around. But if you put it too high, and you put it within a tefach from the mashkof, but you do not make a new bracha. Different levels of disqualification of invalidity. If you put it too high, it's invalid, but if you fix it, you do not make a new bracha. If you put it too low, it's invalid, but if you fix it, it is okay. You be the evidence, it's okay. If it's too low, you don't need to make a new bracha. V'yesh l'kavah pesach ha-semach l'chutz, and this is another point of halacha. Ideally, you should put the mezuzah as close as possible towards the outside. V'imshina b'zu inimach. People don't know this. You always see people make this mistake, or let's say here's my doorway. Okay, I have my two svarim. Okay, I'm going in this direction. It's white, right? It's a white. I'll take this battery. It'll be my mezuzah. Okay, here's my mezuzah. Here's my door, my doorway. Let's say this is exactly the width of the door. Argument's sake, this is the exact width of the door. So, and I'm going in this way. Where do I put the mezuzah? And the average person puts the mezuzah in the middle. Right? In the middle. Yeah, here's our door. Here, let's have a little mezuzah. Micro mezuzah. Like this. The kids have said it's wrong. You should put the mezuzah as close as possible towards the outside. Not towards the inside. Not in the middle.
On the door itself.
Not through the door.
On the post.
Here's my post. Here is my post. Right. Here is my left post, my right post. And here is my mashkef, right? Here is my door. Right? And here I'm putting my mezuzah. Where should I put the mezuzah? Top third. Don't go too high. If I go too high, it's no good. Ask me at least a tefach. Don't go too low. It's no good. If I go too high and I take it down, I put it back, I don't make a new bracha. If I go too low and I put it back up high, I must make a new bracha. But where do I put it? Do I put it in the middle? Do I put it over here? No, you put it over here. You put it on an angle as close as possible towards the outside. Why? Because you want to get the ultimate shmirah. If you put it over here, the shmir begins with the mezuzah. So you want out. To us, it seems funny. What's the big deal? An inch, 2 inches. But halacha is halacha. You want to get shmirah as close as possible. As soon as you enter the door, that micro inch, that micro spot that you, as you come in, you really want to get the shmirah. That's why it should be put towards the closest towards the outside.
Yeah, the problem with warehouses, because there's a lot of entrances and exits with the doors that swing back and forth.
So you can't put it there.
So we always put it
on the outside.
Inside, you know what I mean, before you go in.
Right, so then that'll be another discussion. The situation where you can't put the door, you have situations where you cannot put the door on the post, because the door swings along the entire post. So then you have no choice but to put the mezuzah on the outside, on the frame, over here on the outside. You put it on an angle on the outside like this. You have no choice. That's not so uncommon. People have that.
Now they process it, they have 300 mezuzahs.
Like that, on the outside. You put it on the outside. Not on the inside. If you have no choice, you can't put it on the outside, you put it on the inside also. But if you have a choice, you put it over here on the outside like this. But this is an important halacha, which you see very often. You look at a mezuzah, a lot of people don't do this correctly. So one more time. So let's see Let's do Vav, and then we'll do some Vav. How do you put up the mezuzah? You roll it from the end to the beginning. The top line, it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elohim Hashem Echad. So you roll it from Echad toward Shema. Dahainu, me Echad, from the word Echad, klape Shema. Umanicha bish foiferes, oy bishar davar. Don't take the mezuzah and nail the mezuzah itself onto the wall. Wrap it up in a tube. Oy bedavar, oy b'shar davar. V'koyva b'mismaros, b'mezuzah pesach, and you shall insert it with nails into the doorpost of the opening. Be'alachsin on an angle. V'yehei roish shadahayu shma k'neged habayis. The shma should be towards the bayis. V'shito acharoina l'tzad chutz. So if here's my post, shma is close to me, and here's on my post. We're putting it, here's the outside, here's the inside. Here is Shema, is on the angle closer, and Echad is towards the end. If the mezuzah is not wide, then if you can't put on an angle, you can put it straight. It's better to put the mezuzah straight along the post than to put it on an angle outside. Let's say you have a post, and for whatever reason you have a choice. Either you can put it perfectly vertical on the post, or you can put it on an angle, but if you put it on an angle, you'll be forced to put it over here on the outside. Better put it within the post straight than get the mile of putting it on the angle on the outside. Let's say you don't attach, but you hang it, it's suspended. You go and you wrap it up in a piece of plastic, and you nail it to just the top, and it's hanging, it's suspended, it's not actually fixed in place top and bottom, it's just suspended on one side. It's invalid. It must be firmly put in place top and bottom. You must nail it down top and the bottom. Otherwise, it will be considered tuluya. That's not called the samtam. The samtam means after the samtam means that will be firmly put in place, and that implies nails on top and the bottom. But putting only one, only on the top, is called tuluya. That's not called samtam.
That affects the double-sided tape that they, you peel off the back now.
So that appears to be good. That there's no question that that's fine. They don't have to have mamish nails, even though he says they're nails.
They didn't have it.
They didn't have, right. So this is an important point. I do remember hearing something like that once upon a time about nails.
Okay,
it has to be okay though. Look, put Khazia Mahamad, the whole world does it.
Sometimes the tape starts to separate. Maybe on top or bottom, it's
real stuff.
You can nail it in no matter what.
Because that's real stuff. But he's saying a halachic inyan. It's not called the samtam. He's saying it's tola. He's saying a lom, he's saying a chumra.
Right.
That using tape is begeder tola. It's not begeder with samtam nails. Interesting. You see, if the minig olam is that it's okay, it is called the samtam.
Double-sided tape, and I put a nail because my own field.
Right. Safety. Okay. I hear you. It's an interesting point. It's definitely an interesting point. Here's a few short things before we do the shalom talach. A few short things is there are different minhagim. Is anyone there minig chabad? Minig chabad is what angle? Now, we all know why you put on an angle. It's sharp. It's machlokes. It's Rashi minu tam. According to Rashi, the mezuzah is supposed to be vertical. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's supposed to be horizontal. That's the way you put a mezuzah. You take the mezuzah horizontal along the doorpost. A sefer Torah, how do you put it in the Aron Kodesh? According to Rashi, you put it straight. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you sefer Torah, the Aron Kodesh, it should be, the sefer Torah should be on shelves, should be lying down on the shelf. So we paskin primarily like Rashi. Now here's the chiddush. According to most poskim, we paskin primarily like Rashi, which means in Iker Hadin the mezuzah is supposed to be standing. In order to give Rabbeinu Tam a little dercheretz, a little bit, you turn on an angle, slightly, which means not a 90 degree angle, not a 45 degree angle, just slight. Oh, there is a chilek. I think minik chabad is no. We make mamish a 50-50 pshara. So you put it on a 45-degree angle. Take out your daft. You have to measure to make sure that it's exactly 1/3 above. You got to measure. Take out some comp, whatever to make sure that it's exactly a 45. So always you can tell. You can tell a chabad house from the outside.
Track the rim in every room.
You can tell a chabad house from the outside if you see it on a 45-degree angle. This means Zeh HaBayis is Chabad. If it's not on a 45-degree angle, just on a slight angle, I'm not a Chabad. I'm not from a Chabad. I follow Rashi is the Iker. It should really be, but a little bit. You give a little shuckle to give cover to Rabbeinu Tam. You tilt it just slightly. Okay, that's an interesting point. Not anyone know what.
Torah, what's Rabbeinu Tam's? I mean, in the Aron.
It's not shy. It has to be a little bit of an angle. What?
Yeah.
Standing up. That's because that's what we're accustomed to. That's what we're born with in our blood. But Rabbeinu Tam would come and say, you're doing it wrong. You don't put the Sefer. That's a derech eretz. If I go put the Sefer like this.
Have something that he hangs it on. You can't just say, this is the way I think. You know?
What? Rabbeinu Tam.
Lay it flat. What is
he? Well, look at it. Look, is this derech eretz? To go put the Sefer like this? Not derech eretz. My Rebbe was here, go to give me a fras. You don't put it like this. You go put it. I say, you put a sefer on the table.
A sefer, something in you.
In the base Hamikdash, how was the sefer shel Moshe Rabbeinu? How was it resting in the Aron HaKodesh? It was rolled up and it was flat like this.
Yeah.
It was the luchos, the Gemara, Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra. We had the luchos, and there was mokaim. There was a mokaim either in the Aron itself, or there was a daf that was yoytzei min ha'aron, and upon that daf, they put the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was resting flat. It wasn't standing up. So why is it different today?
Yeah, Sefer Torah
would... Even when they lay in it, stand.
Right.
But what about the way it's put away in the Aron HaKodesh? Also, so everyone puts it up standing. But that's not why. You think about it. If you never knew from anything, think about it. You have to put yourself in the frame of mind. You knew from nothing, right? You're new to Judaism. And now someone tells you, okay, we're going to make an Aron HaKodesh. We're going to make an ark to store the holy law, the word of God. And you, on your own, no Shulchan Aruch, what would be your natural ink? What would you? How would you store?
Lay it flat.
What would you do? It's interesting. Ask a study. Go take non-Jews and ask them, tell them, okay, we want
you. It's not wide enough that you can put it
down. So make it. No, not necessarily. It's all about what you used to. You put turn it like this. So we have to go stand like this.
The Aron Kodesh, all of them are built.
That's because that's the halacha, because they're all built after the fact. But let's say you were starting fresh. And I'll give you, so you don't have to put the Sefer Torah this way.
Logically,
put it this way. You can put it in a sideways. Sefer Torah isn't so wide. It's not so wide, so put it. I have shelves. Open up the Aron Kodesh, you have shelves. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's logical.
Or if you have a lot of space, you can put it like crypts, burial crypts. Mm. You go forward. But to have it standing? Is that really derech eretz?
No.
And I think the proof to Rabbeinu Tam, like we just said, is the base Hamikdash. And the base Hamikdash, inside of the Aron, and the Luchos, first of all, we're not standing. Forget about the Aron. The Luchos were flat. And in the Aron, there was an extra space, which Chazal tell us in Baba Basra, they put the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shiva looks around the bottom. The Luchos were on top. There was empty space on the side. What went in that empty space? A Sefer Torah. How was the Sefer Torah put there? Flat, not standing. According to another opinion of the Gemara, the Sefer Torah was, there was a board. You had a board on the side, and on the board you put the Sefer Torah. How was the Sefer Torah? It was flat, it was not standing. So you do have a precedent for a Sefer Torah to be lying flat, not standing. A mezuzah is the same exact issue. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mezuzah is supposed to go like this, flat. Rashi, it's straight. Ashkenazim, most of us paskin primarily like Rashi, which means straight. A little cover to Rabbeinu Tam, a little slant. Chabad, 45-degree angle. Okay, let's just learn over here, a very interesting halacha over here, and the Mishnah will stop. Let's go quickly to the halacha. Aleph, on the previous page, Mitzah Selik Voya Mezuzah Ayim Shashuvas Mahar Shag, Shechok HaShem Be'im Akum Kova Mezuzah Be'Beisah Shal Yitzhol Imam Mezuzah Kesher. Let's say the contractor puts up the mezuzah for you. Right? It's not so uncommon. This happens when a guy puts up a mezuzah for you. He thinks it's a new toiva. Or they used to mezuzah, good luck charm. And now you come to the house and there are mezuzahs. So are you mechuyev to take them down and to put them back up and make a new bracha? So it's a very complicated shaila. Maybe it's nuggets tasev aloy min ha'osoy. It's like a sukkah. If the sukkah was made, I didn't put the schach there l'shei mitzvah, it's not kosher schach. So if the mezuzah was put there now l'shei mezuzah, for example, it was done by a goy doesn't have a hasaga of putting up a mezuzah, it should be tasev aloy min ha'osoy. It's not a kosher mezuzah. It's not giving me, it's not providing shmira. I should mechuyev to take it down, to put it back up with a new bracha. Paskins know. There's no such din of tasev aloy min ha'osoy by a mezuzah. The tafkid is the mezuzah should be there. If the guy puts it there, it's done. It's okay. It's good. It's kosher. Ach lechatchil, a guy should do it. At kdei kacha would appear that you can't make the bracha anymore. So the guy puts up the mezuzah and it's already there. You lost out on the bracha, but it's a kosher mezuzah and it does provide shmira. Why? It's no worse. One of the cases of a goy, the non-Jew puts up the tzach, but he puts up the tzach l'shem tzach. If a goy puts up the tzach l'shem tzach, according to one opinion, it's okay, it's kosher. Even though it was not done by a Jew, it was done by a goy, but it was done l'shem tzach, it's kosher. But if you take it down, but he does say one interesting point that if you do take it down, then you can make a new brach. So I don't know lechatchila if you should take it down. It seems like if you take it to get checked. Since you never made a brach on this mezuzah that was put here by a goy, if later in the future you take it down to get checked and you put it back, normally you do not make a new bracha, but in this instance, since you never had the opportunity to make a bracha, so now when you take it down and put it back up, then you will make a bracha for the very first time on this. And this is a very interesting trivia case. How do you have hechatimsa? Will you make a bracha on checking a mezuzah? The answer is when you did not put up the mezuzah the first time, it was put up by a goy. A goy put it up, and now you're taking it down to get it checked, and when you put it back up, you will make a bracha. Next, now we discuss a very, very big machloekes apoyskim. It's not so common in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, this is a very big thing. A mirpeset. Where do you put a mezuzah on a balcony? In America, you don't have so many people, don't have so many balconies where they actually go out and live on. But this is very common. It's a big, big machloekes sapayiskin. The she'olim Yisrael Ma'aloch is taking sides. He's telling you pretty much to put it on the right side of going out into the balcony. Even though you're leaving your house, where do you put the mezuzah? On the Pesach, on the bayis. I live indoors. So you should put it protecting what's inside, not what's protecting the balcony. He says in this big, it's split, 50-50. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, you look around, you'll see some people the mezuzah on the marpreset going outside to the marpreset, and some will put it on the right side going into the bayis. So here he says his opinion.
I mean, while I'm learning, I thought my father used to tell me all the time that they, you know, in the summertime when he lived, you know, they used to sleep on the fire escape.
Yeah.
In the summertime.
Ah.
There was no air conditioning.
Wow.
So.
It's my preset.
That was very common.
Yeah.
I mean, not women, but the guys
who were
going to sleep on the fire escape. And it was they would do it on a regular basis.
The put him as well.
Sometimes
but you didn't go to a door, you went to a window.
Temporary. It's a fire escape. It's not a real balcony. It's a fire escape.
Yeah, but it's a fire escape. You could actually leave to the street if you wanted.
But you went through a window.
Couldn't get in that.
Yeah.
Oh, but there it's because there you can leave to the street. So there you have something else working in your favor. But since you can lower the ladder and you can leave to the street,
yeah, but you wouldn't do that because then you have to unhook it. You know,
but
get down the ladder.
Since technically you can do it, that already would swing the halacha that you put it going into your house. Because it is to some degree a Pesach from the street. Okay, I hear, okay. I know what you mean. So he presents two sides. Let's see. I'm just going to call the Imam, Oidos Tabatim Sheshlof Nemel, which is around Makeh. a balcony. Going out to the balcony, you put on the right side going out, even if the door opens inside, doesn't make a difference. Why? Hits the lumbus. There's no way to get from the balcony to the street. It's always one way. It's only one way. You go from the cheder to the maikah. Luchin from pshita. The mash nichnas mecheder lamaikah. When you go from the cheder to the maikah, ze mikri biascha. Going from your home to the balcony, going outside, it's called biascha. V'chein katz v'turizav be'im echotzer sos to be called stodav. V'pesach niftach mibayis lechotzer kaveh mezuzah b'yimin achnisa mibayis lechotzer. V'yochin amkin. If you have a situation where the only way you get into a room, that's a simple case. The only way you can get into a room is one directional, then if Pasha, that room is called Derech Biyasa, you put the mezuzah on the right side. Here as well, the only way you get to the balcony is going from your house to the balcony. There's no way to go from outside to the balcony. You're not going to fly up from the ground, fly. There is no Pesach. Therefore, going from your home to the balcony is called Derech Biyasa. That's where you put the mezuzah. Okay, however, we were the many Paiskim disagree. They hold that the Iker is the bias. And it's true, the only way you get to the balcony is from your bais, but you don't live out of the balcony. The balcony is a temporary dwelling. The ikur dwelling is the bais. So you put the mezuzah from the balcony going into the house. So look at this. Elevator, what do you do in an elevator? So also, you don't make a bracha on an elevator, but many poskim say you should put a mezuzah on an elevator. Which, where the right or the left? So the ground level, the right. Right, you come to a building. Building, you come in the first time you come to the elevator, you put it on the right side. All of the elevators throughout the entire building, the left. Because the ikur is coming into the building. Think about it, you come into a building, right? You have the Freedom Tower. How many floors?
On the east side, all the high-rise co-ops.
That's public property. It's all my goyim. They're not gonna spend.
Oh,
my Jews. It's not Iker Hadin. It's a chumr. You don't make a bracha. But it's not so uncommon. Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common. Eretz Yisrael, yeah. But because lower is side bigger, then you'll see one day someone will come along. It's a lot of money. But it's a lot of money. Who's going to want to go pay? Each mezuzah is going to cost $75. And you have all those elevators. You have six elevators per building. Now they have on every single floor. When I was a kid, they didn't have on every floor. It was every other floor. You remember that? The elevators. There are two elevators.
Oh, yeah. One went even, one went on.
Right. And then they broke through.
Now they go.
It broke every floor. Right. For many years, really. For 15 years, really. They broke through every floor. They had two elevators. But the Iker Din, when you come into the building, the first time you encounter the elevator, that's Derech Biyascha. So you put on the right side, the main floor, the lobby, all of the elevators, Derech Biyascha. And then, throughout the entire building, you put it on the left side, because when you leave the elevator, it's the right side. You're always leaving every single floor throughout the entire building. The only time you're going to see on the right side is in the lobby. But the elevators on the entire building, they're all going to be on the left side. Every room, every time you go into a room, sometimes you go in and sometimes you go out. What's the ikur? Is the ikur going out? Well, you're coming from the street, the ikur is always coming inside. So I'm coming in from the street to go to the 15th floor. Right. So how do you do that? I come into the lobby, I go into the elevator, right. And I go up, and I leave, and I go out of the elevator on the 15th floor. On the left side, on the right side of going out of the elevator, which coming will be on the left side, throughout the entire building. So can you imagine the Freedom Tower? How many floors is it going to have the Freedom Tower? Empire State Building, how many floors? Every single floor of the mezuzah is on the left side, except for ground level. The lobby, there it's on the right side. Okay, it's a very interesting halacha. So, a lot of the posts say that you don't make a bracha, the elevator, you don't make a bracha, it's too complicated. Staircase, same thing. Staircase, that you see staircases. Yeah, well. Look at the lowest, they have mezuzah. The staircases, they don't have mezuzah. No. It's a fortune. Who's gonna pay for this? It's
a garage,
you do not need.
Because you don't live in it.
It does, some people, the storage, some people put a mezuzah. You can put a mezuzah without a bracha. You want to put a mezuzah? You can. It doesn't hurt to put a mezuzah on a garage, but you do not need, storage is not living, you do not need to have a mezuzah. People do it. They do it without a bracha.
Why?
Shmirah.
Shmirah. Shmirah for the stuff that's in the garage?
Yeah. It's not just, it's an extension for yourself. It protects you. It's your possessions. Anything that's you, it's an extension of yourself. The mezuzah is not just protection. I'm in the room over here, it's protecting me. The mezuzah protects the spiritual person. Anything that I own is an extension of myself. I have a garage. That's an extension of myself. I need shmirah. Person, yeah, your body. You need to cover your toes. Everything of your body needs shmirah. Your spiritual self extends to all of your possessions. So you put a mezuzah wherever you have a possession. But in Mikra Adin, you don't need a mezuzah, and you do not make a bracha when you put a mezuzah on a garage. Okay, we'll stop.